Time to catch us a cheater with War of the Roses.
Z104. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
All right, don't forget you can catch all your old War of the Roses and all the old phone scams and dirty works and all that stuff online. Or you can go to Z104.com or you can go to the Odyssey app. It's free. Download it for your phone. As we welcome to the show, Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
Jacob.
Okay, and who is Jacob?
Jacob is a guy I've been dating since August, and I really like him. And he told me on Saturday that he needs to talk to me about something, and he made it sound all serious.
What, now, how did he say it? Did he say, like, hey, we need to talk?
No, he said, I need to talk to you about something when I get back into town. He was out of town this past weekend visiting his family.
Okay, but you said whatever this talk is, it sounded kind of serious?
I mean, maybe. I'm not really sure. But now I'm all wondering, what is this talk going to be about?
Right.
Is he breaking up with me? Is there another person in his life? Like, has he been lying to me this whole time? I don't know.
You said he was out of town when he called, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could even be married. You know, last week we did War of the Roses for a girl, and the guy she was dating turned out to be married.
Yeah, I never even really considered that.
Yeah. There's another thing for you to worry about. All right, so let's run the old War of the Roses on him and see what he decides to do here. Now, this might give you a little more insight or even answer a question or two for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, before we do this, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Morning. I'm calling to speak with the Jacob, please.
Yeah, this is Jacob.
Good morning, Jacob. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw names of random Visa users, and we reward those people with a little prize as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congrats!
Are you serious? This is like, I really won something?
Yeah, you sure are. Do you have a few minutes so I can tell you about your prize?
Yeah, that's sure. I'd like to hear it. Go ahead.
Okay, so the prize this month is flowers, which means you won a really nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. So the reason I called you is because a lot of the men who won didn't want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives, girlfriends instead. So is this something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or did you want us to send them directly to you?
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't need them. How many flowers is it?
It's one dozen. It's a really nice looking arrangement. Long-stemmed red roses, very romantic.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess you guys can send them to somebody for me. That'd be fine. Will they know that the flowers are from me though?
Yeah, because we're going to put a note with the flowers, and we can print whatever you want on the note. So let's start with the person we're sending the flowers to. I need a first and last name.
Okay. So first name is going to be Abigail, and last name is going to be...
And like I said, the flowers will come with a note. So what message would you like us to put on the note?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can put... Sorry again about your bed, and I hope this makes up for it. And then put, love, Jacob.
Oh, well, great. So who is Abigail, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, I don't mind. That's my girlfriend.
You mean the girlfriend who's listening on the other line right now?
Oh, snap!
Say hello, Abby.
Hello.
Jacob, do you have any clue what's really actually going on here right now?
No, not at all.
So this is not the Visa Rewards Program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. Abby wanted us to put you to the test so, you know, we would see who you would send flowers to. But listen, congratulations, my friend. You passed the test.
Wait, seriously?
Yes. Abby, did you want to say anything to Jacob?
Thank you for picking me.
Nice.
Yeah, but I have a question. What was up with the message on the card?
Oh, yeah. What happened to the bed? Did you guys get crazy one night and break it?
No, actually, Jacob had a little accident in my bed.
wait, accident, like bathroom accident?
You know, we really don't have to get into this right now, actually.
No, sorry. No, the lid's off the story, so we might as well hear everything that happened.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
So we went out one night to this pizza place, and he ate a ton of oysters. And I guess some of them were, like, bad or something, because that night he had an accidental number two in my bed.
Oh, my God. You crapped in Abby's bed?
I mean, all right, look, my stomach was really hurting, and I, like, had really bad gas. And at some point, I thought it was just going to be more gas when I pushed. And more than just air came out, basically.
Oh, God.
Man, that's so nasty. So you had bad, nasty liquid poop then in Abby's bed.
Yeah, and it happened in the middle of the night, so he had to wake me up because I was asleep, and he was afraid I was going to roll over.
Oh, my God. This is getting disgusting. I think I'm totally done with this story now.
You're the one who wanted to hear it.
I thought it was going to be, like, cute, not a gross diarrhea in the middle of the night story.
Oh, my God, yeah, and rotten oyster poop, too. I can't even imagine how bad that must smell.
Ugh.
Okay, well, anyways, listen, Jacob, you chose correctly. You picked the right girl.
Oh, God.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send Abby a real dozen roses from you, and maybe we'll pick up the tab on those, okay?
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And I think we'll throw in a new set of bed sheets for you too, Abby.
Well, you know what? We do have one set of bed sheets here at the studio. It has cheaters spray painted all over it, but at least they're poop free. So.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.